95 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What's the State of the Union? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The president will say predictably that the state of our union is strong. The state of the Trump economy is failing America's middle class.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will be there, but other Democrats plan to skip President Trump's address tonight. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be sitting right behind the president in the House chamber. President Trump is expected to devote much time to immigration, but stopped short of declaring a national emergency. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, told Fox and Friends, immigration reform is Congress's job.
That certainly includes a physical barrier that you can't crawl under, climb over, drive through, or walk around.
Among the president's guests, a middle schooler from Delaware named Josh Trump, who's been picked on because of his name, no relation to the president. Dave.
Now, Rachel, the president's inaugural committee has gotten a subpoena from federal prosecutors in New York. The Wall Street Journal reports they want donor and vendor documents investigating whether some of the $107 million raised was misspent and if contributors got political favors. A drug raid in Farmville, Virginia turned into a gun battle late last night.
One of the troopers that was members of the tactical team was shot.
Connie Geller with State Police says that trooper died. The gunman was also killed when police fired back. Two police officers have been suspended in Detroit. Detroit, accused of making racially demeaning comments at a traffic stop and on social media last week after they seized a black woman's car for an expired license plate and made her walk home a short distance. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has been consulting people in his administration if he can still do the job effectively amid loud calls from fellow Democrats to resign over a racist photo in an old yearbook. If Northam steps down, Justin Fairfax takes over as he denies a sexual assault allegation.
He describes the encounter as consensual. His accuser told the Washington Post about it in 2017. The paper says it investigated her claim but never published because it couldn't be corroborated.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher. This is Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The president's State of the Union tonight was delayed a week by the partial government shutdown, and another one potentially looms later this month as a bipartisan group of lawmakers keep trying to find a border wall compromise. Meanwhile, just across the Texas border, a standoff may be looming.
This is an amassing show of Mexican police law enforcement that I have yet to see in all the times I've covered the caravans. Here outside Piedras Negras is a show of force against the 2,000 migrants that are being held. They're not able to leave.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Due north, about 2 miles right up the end of this street, is the Rio Grande, the river that separates the Texas border from Mexico. And there is very, very little wall or structure except for around the port of entry. So if you get outside of this, particularly if 2,000 migrants overwhelm the police forces here and bring down this chain link fence right here, well, it's pretty much a free run to what is a very porous border and getting across.
Well, this might ease the fears of Trump critics, who do not want the president to put another justice on the Supreme Court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes an appearance in Washington.
Justice Ginsburg sparked speculation of a possible vacancy on the Supreme Court after not being seen in public since late last December, as well as missing recent oral arguments. But Monday night, Ginsburg was seen at a showing of Notorious RBG, a musical based on her career being performed at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. Ginsburg underwent surgery to treat lung cancer in December. That came after the justice fell and fractured 3 ribs in her office. She has previously said she will retire when she, quote, can't do the job at full steam. The justice's son, James Ginsburg, says his mother is walking a mile a day and is also seeing a personal trainer twice a week. In Washington, Shawn Lanchel, Fox News.
American skier Lindsey Vonn crashed today at the Super G World Championships in Sweden, but she was able to get up and ski back down the hill. Vonn has announced that she will soon retire from racing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fights broke out at Urbana High School yesterday, resulting in seven students and a parent being arrested, and a teacher was hurt. Police were called to the school at about 11:45 a.m. yesterday and found two groups of students were fighting, and a teacher who tried to intervene was hit and fell to the ground. Several students accidentally fell onto the teacher. Other fights broke out elsewhere in the school. 35-year-old Adrian Pettis of Urbana was arrested on charges of resisting obstructing a police officer. Extra police will be on site for today's classes. The Urbana Police Department is doing its popular annual bicycle giveaway on Valentine's Day this year. It begins at 10 a.m. and goes until noon or until the bicycles are gone. It'll be held just north of the Urbana City Building at 202 South Vine Street U. The bicycles are offered in as-is condition, and police ask each person to be limited to one bicycle. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
The Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and Build My Future. For tickets, visit daretodream2019.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service in INDC.
Okay. Just going through some of the texts. We've been pretty busy, Stevie.
Well, we've been talking Urbana.
Right.
And
I was trying to get my Illini winners.
We got Illini. We got hundreds and hundreds of texts in for these Primo seats we gave away. But I think we're going to be around 40 today, 47 tomorrow. Rain coming is possible. Going to be cold again toward the weekend, like 22 on Friday.
That's right.
But right now it's not bad.
And it's 26 with clouds.
That's
ESPN
a whole lot better than a week ago.
Uh-huh.
So we're all good here.
Just got a text from Ben Quattrone confirming Rachel Morrow is sitting in those fabulous seats.
Yeah, so I'll be there tonight as well in my orange. Yeah, it's going to be one of those good ones where you go and it's real electric because, you know, Duke's in town, and Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, I mean, you're saying.
That's right.
It's a real primo program.
And this is the finale for our Salute to the Flying Illini as far as the bobbleheads go, Nick Anderson night.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got the Tay and Carp bobbleheads that arrived. And if you got a picture that you see of that, 359-2255, you text it in, you'll be in the running to win all of the Flying Illini bobbleheads.
Plus
a Lou Henson bobblehead.
Plus.
And the Flying Illini team reunion happening Saturday, February 23rd. You've got two passes to be there.
That's cool.
Thanks to Game Day Spirit.
Yeah, Game Day Spirit has said this going on. So get your picture, your selfie with the Tay and Carp bobbleheads, and they look remarkably similar to the real Tay and Carp. They actually look quite good. So you need to go to Game Day, take a selfie, get that going, and you get all the bobbleheads, but you get a meet and greet with the Flying Illini. That's cool. From the day-to-day operations to long-term planning, running a family business is hard work. You probably dream to see its success for generations, but the Family Business Institute shows only 3 in 10 family businesses survive through the second generation. To keep the family in family business, the experts from our good friends, smart people at Busey, suggest a bunch of steps, 5 of them. Plan early. Make sure you communicate the plan. Know your value. Ask for help, and determine your successor. 88% of current family business owners believe their families will take over the business in 5 years, but few businesses actually survive the transition. The experts at Busey will help you evaluate succession options related to tax, legal, and estate planning issues. They'll help you identify goals, potential resource gaps, facilitate resource planning and acquisition, find the right professionals to develop a custom plan for you. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop in one of their many convenient locations, 800-67-BUSEY, to visit Busey.com for all your financial needs. Member FDIC, Abedi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Specializes in technology in the classroom, Dallas, Texas. Okay, research continually shows how distracting cell phones are, so some schools want to ban them a bit. Is that a good idea?
That, I think, is a good idea. France, I know, has already banned the phones. Even in Sweden and Denmark are considering banning as well, because study after study has shown the negative impact of cell phone use on kids.
All right. I'd be a little leery of banning them completely. I would say you can't use them, but for emergencies, I wouldn't mind my child having it so they could reach out and connect. But as far as the distractions, I'm all in on the distractions.
Yeah, the problem is when you don't ban them, according to the study, 65% of the teenagers that have cell phones, they still use them at school even though it's banned.
I got you. Okay. So trying to enforce is a difficult one.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just been totally encompassing and overwhelming, and has been, in the last 10 years, what has happened, it's an explosion of smartphones. I'm not sure kids need smartphones, Abed.
I don't think so, because smartphones are designed to be addictive. I mean, they have the same impact, same addictivity as nicotine, alcohol, and other drugs. I mean, it has been proven in the research. I mean, smartphones, apps, and messages release an enzyme called dopamine in the brain, which basically leads to addiction. And that's the reason why, I mean, even adults, when we stop at a stoplight, we could pick up our phone to answer a text or send a text. It is addictive. It's causing anxiety among kids because how many likes do I have, how many likes I don't have. And it's also causing them a lot of their ability to sort of focus attention on.
Yeah.
Because of the distraction, constant distraction. Just be the phone in the room. I mean, we have the habit of when the phone sits there, we have to kind of grab it and see that effect.
Yeah. It's a problem. Abed, our connection is very good. I thank you, sir, for your time. Abed Abedi, specializes in technology in the classroom. Thank you, sir. 8:13. I mean, we've known dopamine is released. It's an addiction thing.
Yep.
I don't think there's any question about it. We have addiction issues with the phone.
And with screens
and
in general.
And screens in general. There is no doubt about it, whether you want to admit it or not. Try taking it away and see the reaction and see if you've got an issue.
I know that.
It's a toughie because it's your connection. It's your verification. It's your vindication that you're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got this many likes. We all do it.
That's right.
8:13, ESPN 93.5. Live through us. All right, sports headlines. Big game tonight.
It's true. We're taking on number 9 Michigan State, and they've lost a couple. 6 o'clock tip-off. It's Nick Anderson bobblehead night, too, in case you want to add that to your ticket package. I believe $15,
yep.
And then $25 after the game, and you can pick those up the next day at Game Day Spirit. We'll find out more. We're talking with Game Day Spirit inside the next 15 minutes about our salute to the Flying Illini, and this being the bobblehead finale night. Number 7, Michigan and Rutgers will be going at it in the basketball courts. Also, Penn State over Northwestern yesterday to get their first Big Ten win. 59-52 was the final. We have Tennessee at number 1, Duke number 2, Virginia number 3, Gonzaga number 4. That's the same as last week. New number 5 in Kentucky. Purdue at number 15, Wisconsin number 19, Iowa at number 20, and number 24 is Maryland, as far as our Big Teners that made the AP top 25. Pacers over New Orleans yesterday. They've got the L.A. Lakers tonight. Blackhawks in Edmonton, St. Louis Blues, and the Florida Panthers. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All righty. It is 8:19. Just made a deal with the Chicago Cubs. We will continue to carry Chicago Cubs broadcasts on U.S. 105.9.
Woo-hoo! Thank you for that.
Like to say a contentious negotiation, but not really. So here we go with ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy with a high 42, 36-hour low tonight, 20% chance of precipitation late. It could be raining when you leave the game. Showers tomorrow and a high 47, low 41. 54 on Thursday, rainy and windy as things switch up. Up to 20 on Friday with the sunshine, 29 on Saturday. Right now the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
We have been talking about Urbana High School. It's front page news Gazette story. Pastor Carruthers from Dublin Street Church called in about meeting with parents and trying to hang together on this, keeping kids safe and everything else. I suggested that you just can't tolerate fights in school, and you certainly give them another chance, but that's about it, and then they're out for good. How can you do that when you have so many disruptions? We'll be back.
From the Fox Business Network, Alphabet, Google's parent company, is reporting stronger than expected earnings, but it was spending more in the quarter. BP made a profit after losing money in the period a year ago. Fashion brand Ralph Lauren also made a profit in its holiday quarter after losing money a year earlier. Its North American business improved, and its Europe and Asia sales were even stronger. Estee Lauder also had a great holiday season, and it is predicting a better than expected year. However, Bluefly, the online fashion company, is going out of business. It has filed for bankruptcy protection and will be liquidated. The New York Post says hundreds of fashion brands are owed money. The company is millions of dollars in debt. The Dow was up 175 on Monday, NASDAQ up 83, S&P gained 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Yeah, the bobbleheads are in. Bethany, how are you? Game day spirit.
Good morning. The bobbleheads of Sand Carp are in at our Neal Street store. We're so excited about that.
I couldn't believe you got the man bun right on carp.
I know.
It's incredibly identical to carp. It's great.
It's a similarity to tay, but I'm telling you, it's pretty good with carp.
And even the, 5 o'clock shadow kind of thing.
Yeah, got that going on. So the bobbleheads are at game day. Where do people go? What do they do to qualify to win the big deal?
So that's right. They have to go into our Neal Street store, head to the back wall by the cash register, take a picture, a selfie with the bobbleheads, and text it into basically the Tay and Carp show.
Yep.
And then they get entered into a drawing to win one of the Flying Illini bobbleheads, and a grand prize winner wins a full set of bobbleheads plus Lou Henson. And then they get like a quarter zip and a special pass to a Flying Illini exclusive reunion.
Well, wow. Well, that's crazy.
I know.
So if one guy named Bob goes in and does a selfie and he's the only guy, he'll go to this reunion.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, go do this thing. Get this done and then text in 359-2255 and get that picture, the selfie. And again, Neal Street Game Day. That's a great location, Bethany.
We love it. Yeah. We love it.
Well, you've done a great job with this. Good going. We're excited. You're going to get people doing this. I think it's a win to bobbleheads, but it's also that whole meet and greet with the Flying Illini.
Yeah, on the 23rd.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, what are you doing after this? You want to hang out? What do you think? What are you guys doing?
I say Kenny.
You say battle. Kenny battle. Kenny battle. Can I have your digits? Come on, man. You guys want to hang? Hey, you want to play a little pickup? Want to play a little ball? Bethany, it'll be awesome. Listen, thanks for all Game Day does. We love you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bethany Manalo, there you go.
You got to get your entry in by the 20th. And again, 23rd, that reunion, you could be a part of it.
Yeah.
Stop by Game Day Spirit on Neal Street.
Yeah, ESPN, incredible.
Your car or truck requires...
Call.
Nice.
Sugar Buster founder.
That's right.
Warren Honeycutt is coming up next. Stand by, we'll catch up. He hasn't been on in a while. And he's just as muscular as he used to be.
Moving and a shaking.
Former top 10 Mr. America and former Mr. Tennessee.
He likes it when you keep your sugar intake to 30 grams or less.
Yeah, we work on it still, although I fell off the ship, so to speak. All right, coming up.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Records from President Trump's 2016 inauguration are subpoenaed by federal prosecutors in New York.
The Wall Street Journal reported in December the committee was under investigation for allegedly mishandling more than $100 million in donations. There are also questions about whether top donors gave money to gain access to the Trump administration. The New York Times reported that prosecutors are looking into whether anyone from Middle Eastern nations made illegal payments to the committee.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A Virginia state trooper is shot and killed, part of a team helping a regional drug task force serve a search warrant in a home in Farmville.
Connie Geller with the Virginia State Police says that's when someone inside the home started firing shots.
One of the troopers that was members of the tactical team was shot.
Trooper Lucas B. Dowell, a native Virginian, died at the hospital. The shooter inside the home was also shot and killed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are looking for people who live in the area of North James Street and West Beardsley Avenue in Champaign who have home surveillance camera systems. Police say that was the area of a shooting on Sunday evening. An 18-year-old male showed up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. No word yet on a suspect. We are into tax filing season now, and the Internal Revenue Service is warning taxpayers to be extra vigilant when it comes to new scams this year. MarketWatch says last year there was a 60% jump in so-called phishing scams in which the suspects impersonate a tax preparer or other legitimate person over email. The IRS also has warned about a recent scam where fraudsters sent emails with the subject line, tax transcripts. The IRS says if the agency is going to contact you, they'll start contact with a paper letter in the mail, and they'll only call you in rare circumstances. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Now at Jet's Pizza, the perfectly paired pepperoni pizza. A large pizza with premium mozzarella and two types of pepperoni, traditional and bold. A flavor sensation to spice up your day. One great taste, one great price. Just $13.99. Jet's. Better because it has to be.
Sam Astrike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Your car or truck requires attention, the sooner you call Long's Garage, the faster it gets fixed. Since 1941, they've been the local connection for whole vehicle repairs and sold the tires that keep you going longer. With customer satisfaction as their goal, trust Long's Garage to keep you moving. See Long's Garage for IDOT certification and save time and travel at their convenient, dedicated safety lane. Long's Garage in Urbana is the smart way to maintain your transportation. Call 217-367-3942. Just don't wait too long.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Pain.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface your first stop.
At Flooring Surfaces, you'll find the right floor for your home, office, or construction project in a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And right now, you can save 30, 40, even 50% off closeout and overstock floors, like beautiful hardwoods, soft carpets, and amazing porcelain tiles. With dozens of items on sale now, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces.
Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
It's the
Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and Build My Future. For tickets, visit daretodream2019.com.
All right, here's your weather, Diane.
Cloudy, high 41, 36 hour low tonight. Chance of precipitation comes our way late. 70% shot at showers tomorrow. High 47, low 41, 54 on Thursday with 100% chance of rain. Windy, sunny, and a high 19 on Friday. We're currently at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? It has been a while since we have welcomed back my good friend, Warren Honeycutt! How are you, my friend?
I'm doing terrific, Stevie J. How are you and Diane?
Well, we're great. The founder of Sugar Busters. I fell off the ship, quote, wagon, on the trip. I did have desserts. Nothing egregious. I'm back on.
Okay.
Still doing it. I don't have that that thing, you know, that you get.
The accountability?
Well, I don't have the addiction.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't care.
Mm. So you're more of a salt guy than
great.
A sugar guy.
I'm definitely more salt guy than sugar. There's no doubt about it. So tell me how you've been. How's Betty? How's your life? How's everything?
Everything's going very, very well, Stevie J. And one of the biggest as far as what is happening with me right now, I've been invited to speak at the Arnold Classic this year, a little later on this month.
The what? What is it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Come on, man.
He has a huge... It is the largest sports event in the world. It's larger than the Olympics.
Wow.
It has more people, more athletes involved in that than the Olympics do. And Arnold works with Dr. Robert Goldman. And I've been invited to come in and give a little presentation.
That is awesome. Will there be a lot of steroids in the house?
Will there be roids in the house?
Right.
You've never taken them.
There will be a few of those running around, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want you to say Arnold. Do you want to arm wrestle me, Arnold? That's what you ought to do, Warren. I'll take you.
Exactly.
Well, the last time I saw Arnold, especially after he had surgery, I would have taken that bet.
Well, I know he's certainly aging. What is he older than you?
Yes. Oh, yes. He's 70, I think, 3 now.
I'm totally...
I have to Google it to be sure. But
totally taken.
He's like 73.
Totally taken, Warren. He's a youthful man.
Exactly.
Okay, Mr. Honeycutt, we've got Get Lean. That's the name of your book you're talking about today. Burning calories when you hate working out. Because I've seen it on late night TV. You can take a pill that melts fat, right?
Yeah, as long as you don't have any problem with taking speed and, you know, being jacked up to where you can't sleep, that's a great idea. You know, I've said for a long, long time, Stevie J, that if you just want to do something that is going to get you lean very, very quickly, life's not going to be very long, but you'll be lean in the process.
Yeah.
Sniff Coke. It'll do it.
Okay, there you go. But really, yeah. There's nothing that replaces healthy eating and activity, right?
No, and the key is, and we've talked about this before, Stevie J, many times, but the key is you don't have to go to the gym, or you don't have to go out and run a marathon, or you don't have to do so many things that people attach to erroneously fitness. As long as you're moving, you're burning calories. And we in America now, especially, even the kids, which is, again, another subject and totally different topic, but even the kids, we're at record high obesity levels for the kids because we don't move. We just don't move. We sit all day at a desk or, you know, do very little at work other than just sit. And then we come home and sit on the couch. And the key is to get in your mind and brain, you know, we're made to move, and there's a lot of things that we like to do that are enjoyable that moves. I mean, people can go out to a dance club or, you know, just take care of the kids, and rather than giving them an iPad, do something with the kids. You know, go to the softball park, go for a walk, take the dog for a walk, clean the house, make love to your wife. That's movement, okay?
Yeah.
That actually burns calories. No kidding or joke there. And, you know, it's just, you find something you look forward to doing after sitting all day. And, I mean, it can be swimming. It can be group activities if you want to go to the gym. There's a plethora of things they have now going on in gyms that you join a group. of like-minded people, which really helps you stay motivated. I mean, CrossFit and different spin classes and everything else. Don't have to do what I've done for 50 years, and that's go to gym and, you know, train on weights.
Yeah, but you look the same, baby. You're the body of a 30-year-old, baby. Go Google image Warren Honeycutt and have a treat there. Yeah, yeah. The guy's amazing.
By the way, Stevie J, as I saw the opportunity to be with you this morning, I thought back to the first time we were together. It was a Fox News grouping, and it was in November, and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You were the first one of the group that invited me back, and I was looking, and they've had me on now. This is the 18th time.
Wow. Look
the
at
Fox
you.
Has had me on.
Well, now you're hanging with Arnold, baby. It's going. Come on.
Hey.
Come on. No, you're the best. Let's visit again. I always appreciate hearing your inspirational message, and gethoneycut.com. You look on the front here. Warren's got a black T-shirt. Your trainer is here. Physically, we look about the same. If you've never seen me, just
yes.
kidding. Just kidding, please. Yeah, think of the Pillsbury Doughboy for me. Listen, Warren, you're the best, my friend. I love you, and we really appreciate you being on again.
Love you guys. Thank you.
All right, Warren Honeycutt from Memphis this morning.
Uh-huh.
GetHoneycutt.com. ESPN 93.5, 842.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
Is it a legitimate debate? Who's the greatest American sportsman? Who's the GOAT in American sports? Michael Jordan or Tom Brady? It's a legitimate debate, but here's the thing. Be clear. I'm not arguing that Michael Jordan loses this debate to Tom Brady. I'm arguing that it is a debate, that it's a worthy question, that we should have the debate. Because what we're witnessing now is history. I'm talking about greatness beyond generational. I'm talking about one, two, maybe three names at the top of our pecking order, our pinnacle, our Mount Rushmore. I'm talking about Tom versus Michael Jordan is something we should entertain because that's how great it is what we're witnessing.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite, or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because
I was.
No. Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Romance is what you make of it. For some, it's a greeting card. Chocolate in the shape of a Valentine's heart. A quiet dinner in your favorite special restaurant. Flowers are nice and much appreciated. A bottle of wine shared by two. If you care, show it in your own way. This year, step outside the candy box. iHotel. Make a reservation right now. It's romance with all the trimmings. iHotel and Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center. It's all you really need. But get the other stuff, too.
I have this Maytag electric dryer I bought back in the 1960s. It's been a good dryer. But one day, the drum stopped turning. I figured, well, maybe it's time to put the old boy in the appliance rest home and get a new one. But before retiring it, I wanted a final diagnosis. So I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They came right out and took one look at it and told me they had the part it needed on the truck. They fixed it the same day, charged me only $100 for all the parts and labor, and saved me from having to buy a new one. I guess me and the old Maytag still have a few years left in us. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign, Urbana within the past month. Our technicians carry a huge parts inventory on their trucks and fix most appliance problems on the first visit. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello.
available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
All right, I'm going to make a unique prediction tonight's State of the Union, a unique prediction on the State of the Union. Stand by.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theIlliniInn.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
Shopping local is great. Money stays here and it creates jobs.
It makes Urbana a destination and it strengthens our community.
Join the Urbana Business Association's Market in the Square and shop local. Each and every Saturday at Lincoln Square from 8 to noon, you'll find an assortment of the best fresh produce, baked goods, meats, cheeses, arts and crafts, and so much more. So this year, invest in your community at Market in the Square, 8 to noon every Saturday, now through the end of April. Go to urbanabusiness.com to learn more.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in the truck, they love helping you move.
And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenchampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
Good to have Republican strategist, big tent Republicans PAC founder, Tony Lazzaro. Tony, how are you?
Hey, wonderful. Good morning, sir.
Thank you for being on. I was saying I was going to make a unique prediction about the State of the Union tonight. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I predict a disruption. I predict.
Yeah, I don't think any bookie's going to take money on that.
No, I'm saying, you know, where Joe Wilson years ago said you lie and that caused all the stir.
Yep.
The Ocasio woman is taking the woman that confronted Jeff Flake in the elevator. This is her 15 minutes. If she can scream at him because Trump lies so much, this she'll be on MSNBC all night. So I predict a disruption, Tony.
Yeah. I was actually with Joe a couple weeks ago, but yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I definitely think that the Democrats are, I mean, the people they're inviting are pretty shocking to say the least.
Well, they're radicals, are they not?
Absolutely. I mean, the people like Ocasio-Cortez are literally coming out in support of, you know, Nicolas Maduro and other, you know, extremist type individuals.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Donald Trump's going to promote the fact that we need border security and a wall, and what's the reaction going to be?
Well, I think he needs to, you know, really reach out to the people who are independents to kind of get truly above 50% in support for the wall, which I don't think should be a problem when you have, you know, when he puts the Border Patrol on and has them say it, you know, word for word, yes, this is needed, and, you know, it's $5 billion. How much have we spent on, you know, foreign wars and other, you know, programs? Really, it truly is a drop in the bucket. I think that's what he really needs to do tonight because as far as, you know, trying to extend the olive branch to the Democrats, I just don't see it happening anymore. I think the national emergency is just 100% where we're headed at this point.
Well, then what happens? It'll go to the Ninth Circuit. They'll say, Mr. President, you can't do that. Then does it fast-track to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, exactly. So it'll go to the Ninth Circuit. They'll shut it down. The Democrats will, you know, celebrate for a few weeks. And then it goes to the Supreme Court. The question is how long it takes to go to the Supreme Court. I think eventually it wins in the Supreme Court for the president. Some people are fearful that it sets a precedent for a future Democrat president to try to, you know, do other things. But, you know, in my opinion, I think it's security on the line here. The Democrats have already tried executive orders like what Obama did with DACA. And, you know, this is why, you know, for Republicans like me, this is why, you know, people like Ginsburg's seat are so important to, you know, try to capture.
Yeah. Well, again, see Obamacare, John Roberts, so I have no confidence in anything like that anymore.
Right, right, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you hope that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch would be, I don't know, the word loyal is appropriate or not, but, you know, a little bit loyal to the president.
I don't know,
side with him on that.
They want to be invited to the parties, too. Don't you understand there, Tony? Hey, listen, I appreciate your time. We'll see what happens tonight. Tony Lazar, how do people follow you and find you?
Yep, sure. It's twitter.com/GOPTony, and it's BigTenRepublicans.org to learn about what we do.
Appreciate it. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5.
Count on me.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be at the ball game tonight. I'll tape State of the Union because I'm that way.
Uh-huh.
And talk about it in the morning.
Sounds good. Go Illini.
That's right. Thank you, Diane Ducey. On TV tonight on Channel 3, by the way.
Yes.
You and Aiden talking about
genetic testing study that's happening in town on Saturday. And so they're talking about our genetic test that we took with a cheek swab. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, and so listen to watch Channel 3 News tonight. Watch Diane Ducey and her star son, Aiden.
That's right.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Good work on that.
I hope it goes well. I know it will.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Gold Line. I have a great Tuesday.
Romance is what you make of it. For some, it's a greeting card. Chocolate in the shape of a Valentine's heart. A quiet dinner in your favorite special restaurant. Flowers are nice and much appreciated. A bottle of wine shared by two. If you care, show it in your own way. This year, step outside the candy box. iHotel. Make a reservation right now. It's romance with all the trimmings. iHotel and Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center. It's all you really need. But get the other stuff, too.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293.